From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk with artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. This week's show is part two of my talk with Marin artists and beachcombers Richard and Judith Selby Lang. Richard, this may have been before you and Judith got together, but tell me about The Feather on the Breath of God.
Oh, no, this was a joint project. No, The Feather on the Breath of God was our wedding chariot. And so we had a 1980 Chevy Love pickup. It was in not the greatest shape, and we decided we were going to cover it with all white plastic so that it looked like an angelic apparition. And the whole thing was covered with, as you see the pictures of it on our website, it was really stunning. And we took it to Burning Man for 3 years, eventually sold it to a surfer.
Well, Richard, you mentioned the website, and I do want to give that address. It's beachplastic.com.
That's right.
I will mention it again at the end of the show. So, Richard, I know that you're also a poet, and people can find YouTube videos of you at a website called Poetry Jukebox. Tell me a bit about that.
Poetry Jukebox started, in 1998. I was going through a rather bad patch and lots of things going on that were disturbing my sleep, and so I couldn't sleep. So I decided that I would start memorizing poetry. After I had about 50 poems memorized, I said, "Judith, I think for Burning Man, we'll do the Poetry Jukebox." And so Judith made this beautiful jukebox that I got inside of and started giving poems to people. These are memorized poems. And now the Poetry Jukebox is offered at auctions for various nonprofits.
So, for example, for the recent Bolinas Museum auction to support the museum, Richard auctioned himself off. He will come to your party or special event for a significant donation to the museum and entertain your guests.
Fantastic. So I remember there used to be a guy down on the Embarcadero who would play a trumpet, and any song that you wanted, you'd pay a quarter or a dollar, and he'd be a man inside a box, and he'd play whatever the tune you asked for on the trumpet.
Oh, yeah, no, he was the inspiration. Yeah, to do something as ridiculous as that just seemed right up my alley.
It's ridiculous and fantastic.
I patterned myself after that.
It's just a miracle how he can give them just the right poem at just the right moment.
So your business is art, is that right?
I hope it's not a hobby.
It's a business.
No. The art is the whole arc of our lives. Electric Works is a gallery. It's a printmaking studio, fine art printmaking studio.
We work with artists to do printmaking with them and photographically, and then to transform that work into something really, really grand.
How long do you spend out at the beach on average?
Well, it's about a three-hour journey. We travel from, if you know the Point Reyes seashore and you know Kehoe Beach, it's about a one-kilometer walk out to the beach, and we turn to the right and walk a kilometer down the beach. And that whole venture takes about 2.5-3 hours.
And you're picking up stuff along the way, and then you get to the end point, and then you schlep it all back to your car and bring it to the studio.
Right. Well, we have small bags that, as they're filled, we deposit along the way. And then as we turn and come back, we have a very large duffel bag that we put all the smaller bags in and sling that over a shoulder. And often if we've found some exceedingly large pieces or buoys, we'll grab a piece of rope and make kind of a trailer contraption and drag all of the larger pieces back behind us. The tiniest pieces that we should talk about are nurdles. And nurdles are almost invisible pieces of plastic that are scattered pretty much everywhere on the planet. And we only discovered them somewhat recently, 5 years ago, when Richard had a back injury and was not able to bend over and pick up the pieces of plastic. So he demarcated a square, about a 5-foot by 5-foot square, and he said, I'm just going to sit here and see what it would mean to really, really clean the beach. And he discovered these tiny BB-sized transparent ball-like shapes. And we thought, that's curious. We'd never seen those before. And we came home and did a Google search and discovered that they are polypropylene.
They're pre-production plastic resin pellets.
Thank you very much, yeah.
Is the proper term. And they're eaten by fish. They come into the food chain, and we're affected by them.
Who called them nurdles?
That's a really good, well, their more poetic name, and they're called mermaid's tears.
Well, that is poetic.
Isn't that nice? Thinking of romantic.
I was thinking how cute nurdles were, and now I'm terrified of nurdles.
That's cute.
What are the fun pieces that you found that you really, eureka moments?
Well, the first huge eureka moment, let's go there.
Several years ago, I saw on the horizon a very bright red piece of plastic, and it was quite large, and I stepped up to it, and I thought, this is not even going to fit in my bag. What am I going to do? But anyway, I brought it home, and Richard exclaims, oh, my God, do you know what you found here? This is a ballot box lid from the recent election. And it did, in fact, have the seal, a bright seal that said the city and county of San Francisco absentee ballots.
You wonder how an item like that would get into the ocean.
Well, one would wonder.
Really,
you would wonder.
It turns out there's a story. And the story is that we think that there was some hanky-panky going on with that election.
But as artists, and because of our printing studio, Richard took the lid in and made a very fine poster. And right in the center is this big lid, and then across the top and the bottom it said, "Cast your vote away." And it kind of captured people's imaginations, and I ended up on the front page of the Chronicle and the LA Times, and it triggered an investigation of the election process and the elections commissioner. And as I say, although no ballots were ever found, it sort of became the tip of the iceberg that unfolded a whole investigation, and the commissioner eventually lost her job because of it.
Wow, so that's really art influencing politics.
Yes,
no, it was. The Secretary of State bought one.
Lockyer bought one. We found a plastic French fry recently. That was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that the first one?
First French fry. That's in a category of its own.
At this time of year, the plastic is just starting to come. It's seasonal. It goes from about now into April.
Is that because of the winds and the winter weather?
Exactly.
Yeah, and the currents. Our lives in some ways are so deeply connected to Kehoe Beach and everything that we find there, and how from this single 1,000 yards of beach, the whole world has really opened up to us, not only of the plastic world, but we're also really excited about the wildlife there, the peregrine falcons, the plants, the wildflowers, and so it's become really a site of continuing investigation for us in all aspects.
What a fabulous thing. I mean, it's just so wonderful that you found each other, you found the thing that you love to do, and that's a lovely story.
It's a story that is a pinpoint of experience. We saw a mountain lion there about a year ago.
And we believe by devoting ourselves to just this 1,000 yards of beach, just two people, that in some sense, by example, we can show or be maybe an inspiration to others that there are so many problems on the planet, huge problems, that you can begin right where you are with one little stretch of beach as we have, or the sidewalk in front of your house, or volunteer for a watershed cleanup, or any number of things that can be really helpful to the planet. And from that one tiny point, as Richard said, the whole world opens out.
So I guess we'd have to say, like they do in the movie, that there really is a future in plastic.
Yes, indeed.
Well, there's definitely a past in plastic, and there's definitely a future, but it's not a very pretty picture. And this is the thing that we're often heartbroken by what we're finding out there, and it's really important to say that, and to encourage people to take a look at what plastic they use in their lives.
What is the real cost of plastic is the question that we want to pose. We can use this plastic as a valuable resource that can really enhance our lives, but we have to be mindful of how we use it.
Judith and I are really dedicated to a few things. Number one is a creative life. And the creative life means that if you do just the smallest thing, from the tiniest idea, and you do it over and over again, something amazing happens. And that's what the creative life is. And so the two of us are dedicated to using this stuff to talk about ideas of beauty and talk about ideas of love, which is loving each other, loving the place we go, and really to love this planet.
Beautiful.
Very well said, Richard.
Yeah,
bravo.
I think you put it really well.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Richard and Judith Lang, it's been absolutely wonderful talking to you today. Continued success to you both, and thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
Thank you.
And once again, if you would like to get more information on Richard and Judith Lang's work, you can go to beachplastic.com. And for more information about their art and their gallery, go to sfelectricworks.com. That studio is in San Francisco, and Christmas coming up might be a good time to find some fabulous gifts for your friends. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you like today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.